KABB testing.
Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
Let's try that again. Heard you that time. W8RCY. Did not hear you the first time. I just heard the public service announcement. Good morning. Oh, man, I got this big waste management garbage truck in front of me on my street. I have no idea why they're on my street. And they, at the end of my street, took forever to turn out onto the Quinner. Finally got around. Oh, that's an interesting vanity plate. 1Y. Did you say just a number and a letter? 1Y, or is it spelled O-N-E-Y? The number 1 and the letter Y. I think that's the shortest vanity plate I've ever seen. I guess it makes one wonder why. Not sure to clear the Starbucks. This is KAAUHT. Okay, just waiting for my drink. Anywho, so did you get whatever you needed to get done yesterday? Some of it, yes. Most of it, no. I'm still waiting for them to come back and finish up my door wall, get the blinds rehung because they had to take the brackets down. And they said to me on Friday when they left at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, after they got done with everything, they're waiting for a section of paint to dry, they'd stop by just before 5 o'clock and hang the blinds. Well, the blinds, as of right now this morning, are still not hung. The brackets aren't in place or anything. So that's frustration. And if I had sat here all day waiting just to get a simple haircut done and I couldn't get that done, no, that didn't get done either. But, yeah, it's just, my favorite F word is frustration, and that's pretty much where I am right now. And I don't care what goes on tomorrow. I've got my dental work starting tomorrow, and Thursday I'm going to get my driver's license renewed. So it's just crazy. I'm just waiting for this week to end. And with everything else that's going on radio-wise, I wasn't even, like I said, with all I had to do yesterday, tomorrow and Thursday, I probably won't be on the radio much Wednesday or Thursday either. Hopefully by Friday everything will be buttoned up and done, and I can maybe go back to my normal routine on the radio of sandbagging and listening, or listening and sandbagging, whichever comes first. W8RCY. Good morning, Steve. I'll let you take it, and then back to Sean.
Yeah, good morning. I just using this little good measure antenna. That was one of the Macomb County Amateur Public Service meeting projects that Mike and the UDC put forward. I'm kind of back monitoring here. it's working out. But anyway, over to Sean. This is KEUHC.
Good morning, Steve Areno. And, yeah, Donna, well, like I said, it'll get done when it gets done. You got to, you know, obviously the dental work has to take precedent if they're not done. I know it's frustrating, but you've waited a very long time to get this done, so it can be frustrating, but I guess it'll get done. But you just got to, you know, you let them know, say, look, this doesn't get done today, and I've got, you know, stuff that I cannot, you know, and I expect this to be, you know, I have been waiting this long, and I expect this to be done before. I don't know. I would just somehow put them on notice so that they're ready. Oh, and yesterday, the reason I was asking you that, you know, if you had heard anything, is then you saw what followed up. I was on my way to do that anyhow, that post you made, and because I had an interesting phone call with the powers that be, so made the decision to just kill everything. Anyhow, being a little cryptic, sorry. No, I fully understand, and yeah, it had to be done, and so be it. So, anyhow, Joe's texting me, so I'll let this go over to Steve. I'll still be listening, but I'm just texting the little woman right now. The little woman, okay. Well, so I get a few projects going on there at Donald's. And yeah, sometimes you have those weeks, you're just waiting for the week to end. So what drink did you go with? Did you do your macchiato drink? And the next door, 2-3 weeks ago, she says, oh, see, Starbucks has the new small menu out. And then, and she looked at the drink board, and they had all these kind of crazy types of stuff, drinks and pumpkin this and dye and this and that. And a lot of colors and some stuff has cold foam in it and this and that and other things. So you're using a standard drink or are you going to something on the fall menu?
Well, well, I did not notice that. And I've been, every once in a while I'll get this, they have this pistachio latte that they have. And every once in a while I'll get that. I felt like that this morning. I probably shouldn't. I don't know, I'd have to look up the calorie content on it. But it's not loaded with caramel or any of that crap, so I'm thinking it's better than most. And it's got kind of a subdued kind of a flavor sweetness to it. Don't like that this morning. Anywho, other than that, I got to run some papers to FedEx today for the, you probably have overheard, I'm trying to sell a, what the hell, hold on. Sorry about that. All of a sudden, the whole, two of the lanes of the highway just came to a complete standstill at Van Dyke. I had to pay attention and navigate around that. And I don't understand. I was looking. The ramp wasn't blocked, and there was no need for it. It's just people just stupid and confused and don't know whether they want to get off or not. I don't know. Can't explain it. Anyhow, as you probably heard, I'm trying to complete a car sale to one of the biggest national car buying selling place. It's not Carvana anymore. It's now Drive. And I'm completing a sale to them with some paperwork today. So I'm a little nervous. I want to get that behind me. Call this whole new car thing history.
Yeah, yes, Donald's jumping back to internet. Yeah, I heard you were talking about that last week. So what was the resolution with the title stuff and the electronic title and stuff?
I'm back, but I'll get back in after Sean's back.
let Sean get in, then I'll get in, and then back over to Steve. Okie dokie. But, the state, the records say that I received the title. I know for a fact I did not, but that's what the records say. So it either got lost in the mail or they sent it to the bank. Bank says they didn't have it. I don't know, but so I had to go pay for a replacement title. I mean, $20. $15 for a replacement title and $5 same-day fee. And took care of it, so now I got it signed, and he's going off in the FedEx package this morning.
Go ahead, Donald.
Even though you're doing everything via FedEx and stuff like that, it seems to take longer than the whole process it took to, go get the car and come back. That's kind of crazy, but, and surprise is not being done electronically, because a lot of documents can be signed electronically, in a sense. I remember a lot of stuff, well, it hasn't been recent because my mom's been gone 2.5 years, but a lot of legal documents had to get signed after she passed. And, well, my sister's here in Michigan. She's over in Highland Township. I'm here in Mad Heights, and my brother's down in Oxford, Florida. And my sister just, I said, well, do I have to go over to St. Clair Shores and the funeral home and sign everything? Oh, no, it'll all be sent to you electronically. You just, type in your name and it does it, and it counts as an electronic signature. I said, oh, okay. So you think with that kind of technology, you wouldn't have to do all this FedEx stuff. Steve, over to you.
Yeah, that was, I do remember a number of years ago, and it was an issue with the, because it had an issue, and fires come about or so, and so I just scratched it out to a place, and you're right, you get to sign something electronically. Back something, or just email it, something that was scanned. And Donald's right. Yeah, kind of like, considering your new vehicle, actually came from what? Yeah, it passed through Canada and all that. It is kind of interesting that this transaction is more complicated.
All right, guys, well, let me know if I get noisy. I'm northbound Gross Brook, and it'll be kind of a dead spot between transitioning from Warren to Mount Clemens. But, Donald, some were. The purchase agreement and a couple other documents were key signed, but the actual title and then the Oregon odometer statement, and there's a power of attorney thing. They look like official letter bond, kind of like watermarked. They look almost like titles, and they come from the state of Oregon. Those have to be physically signed. So there was three documents I had to sign in addition to the title. And they overnight them to you, and then you overnight them back. So I'm going to look them once over this morning when I get in, and then make sure, I get everything they wanted me to do, and then drop them in FedEx this morning. So I'm hoping that they can get the payoff to my bank. They got a 10-day payoff on Friday. I'm hoping they can get the thing wrapped up this week so that I don't have to make my final payment. I know I'll get most of it back, but still, I don't feel like making that payment. Donald? W8RCY. Oh, yeah, I know about, those kind of things about not having to make the final payment and the accidental withdrawal out of my government check for that final payment with the stuff that I paid off earlier this year. They accidentally took a payment out of that, and by the time I called, I cried foul on that to them. They realized, we made the mistake. We're aware of it. You will be hearing from the government about your check, and you will be getting that money in a separate check back, probably in about 10 days, because the government's pretty quick on that. And then I got the stuff from the Social Security. emailed to me, and they said, yeah, there was a mistake made, blah, 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 and I had to check, like, 10 days later, so I get it, but, yeah, FedEx is a good, I mean, I've been working with FedEx since, God, probably the late 90s, when they were a title sponsor for our IndyCar series, and, yeah, I saw how they worked, and FedEx is the only company I work with. I don't work with Brown, because they screw up, and they screw up a lot over here to our senior center. So I have my issues with Brown, but I either do Postal or I do FedEx. But I have an account with FedEx. I have a personal account, and I've maintained a business account with them for racing purposes when I have to get stuff sent that way. But, FedEx is reliable, dependable. I mean, once I saw a product, a race part shipped from North Carolina to Australia in practically overnight, I couldn't believe it got there that quickly. So FedEx is the way to go for sure. That's my take on it. Steve?
Yeah, back in the 1980s, worked for EDS and a lot of our stuff come out of Plano, Texas, or down in Dallas, and used to send a lot of documents here, FedEx here, and even I think from like our regional place in it was in Bloomfield, and I was in, you know, like Redford or Livonia at times. You said FedEx a lot. That comes back a lot of years, Sean.
Sorry, you had a phone call in the middle of your transmission. I caught most of Donald's, but had to turn it down. I had one of my guys calling in and said he's going to be a little late. But Donald, I don't know, I have a different experience. I like FedEx for, like, documents that have to go there overnight. I think they're good at that. But their package handling service, to me, is the worst of all the packages. They're always incorrect. They never get it to you on time. They're, even when they do get it on time, they give you a far longer estimate than any of the other services. And I hate FedEx with a passion when it comes to packages. But their document service, their overnight document service is pretty reliable and pretty good. So that's my experience. I like USPS. I use Postal Service all the time, and I've never had a problem. And I will use Buster Brown, but that's about it. Those are the three. I know there's others. So what are you going to do? Am I still making it okay? Is it time to switch to the Mount Clemens yet, Donald?
Well, you're cooking up enough bacon to make me hungry, but it's not making me hungry enough to tell you that you really need to switch, so it's up to you. But, now I've got that hunger in my belly there for some bacon. my issues with UPS, or excuse me, the Brown guys, UPS, started when I lived here, and packages were being delivered to the tower next door because the apartment numbers are all pretty much the same, but the building numbers are different. Mine is 2 and 4 sevens. Theirs is 2 sevens and an 8-7, and the UPS driver can't get it right. And I've had packages delivered to the tower next door. I get an alert that the package is delivered. I go outside my door, it's not there. I go down into the lobby, it's not there. Go to the post office, little mini post office, it's not there. Where's my package? He pulls up, I stand there, I said, where's my package? He goes, what do you mean? I said, I have a package, it's been delivered. Where is it? And he goes, let me see. And I show him the thing on my phone, and I try to explain it to him. He goes, oh, I delivered it next door. I'll be right back. I said, you better hope it's there because it was a laptop. It wasn't my laptop. It was a laptop for somebody else I was holding. He got there. It wasn't there. And I had to call UPS. I had to call a supervisor up there at Whitcomb Street, up the road from us. cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you the whole story one day. But this is just a bad thing, and I've had nothing but good service from them ever since, and that's why I have the bad taste in my mouth. Long story short. Steve?
Yeah, I kind of tangential to that. Yeah, that's one of those big viral videos that's been put around the last week or so, is that drone delivery from Amazon. And I don't think it's in Michigan, but somewhere, you know, it dropped the package in the swimming pool, the built-in swimming pool. Yeah, it's pretty good, John.
I switched to Mount Clemens. They should be good on that one. But, yeah, the, I mean, they'll all get your package, right? But there's always flies in the ointment. I've never had any problems with the USPS. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. One time they said they dropped something off, or I needed something, and it was supposed to be dropped off, and they blew past my mailbox, and I had to play a little game trying to figure out why I didn't get my package. Said it was out for delivery, and the mail person came and went without dropping it off. So I guess you're, depending on the carrier, you always have a problem. You used to have a lot of problem with Amazon delivery people. Mostly, I would get other people's stuff delivered to me. But that has cleaned up a bit since last couple of years. But they were terrible for a little while. I used to look at the packages, and provided they weren't terribly far, I would take them to the actual address and give them to the people. You know, because I know how I'd feel if I was waiting for something that was supposed to be delivered, and then it said delivered, and it didn't show up. It'd be awfully nice for someone to knock on your door and say, here, they accidentally delivered this to me. So I've done that. It seemed like a couple of years ago, that happened to me like four or five times in a row, and in a short period, I should say. And then, not since, knock on wood.
One thing I've learned since I've moved to this senior campus is, no matter where I order from, no matter FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, even once I had a package delivered from DHL, I make sure that when the package is delivered, I must show ID and I must sign for the package. If I'm not there to do it, don't leave the package. That's what I do now with everything. And that's happened with me with the Postal Service, USPS. I was waiting for an important gizmo, we'll just simply call it a radio, and it's out for delivery. Mail truck is here. Meet him downstairs, and he's got these boxes and packages, and he goes, you have a package? I said, yes, and I have my ID with me in my hand and everything, and he goes, well, there's no packages for your unit, my number. I said, huh. And I showed him what it's showing on my phone, the print or the screen. He goes, I don't have it. And I said, well, whose truck is it on? He goes, I don't know. So I start calling Madison Heights because I have their numbers, and I say, okay, blah, 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 blah. They found out that a whole series of packages were put out on the wrong truck. And when all the trucks got back or when these mistakes were made, a young lady, probably about the size of, I know, I think your wife is petite, Sean, and my girlfriend's petite, comes with all these boxes for my building, and she's carrying them. She doesn't have them on a cart. She doesn't have them on a two-wheeler. But she shows up at like 9 o'clock at night, and she goes, I'm so sorry about what happened. It's not, you know, everything got on the wrong truck, and I'm not delivering all these boxes. I got about 50 packages I got to deliver. And I felt so sorry for her, you know. But, yeah, it's that kind of mistakes, too. I mean, mistakes happen, but, you know, I don't know. But like I said, I've had good luck with FedEx simply because I just make sure everything is accounted for. And I think that's probably why I've had the good luck over the years. Because like I said, when I started with them, I started with them more on a business side than I did on a personal side. Steve, over to you.
Yeah,
Well, I think part of it is that, like, they use the United States Postal Service, Amazon, they call that, last mile delivery. So when you see these carriers change over, they had something to do with it. Last delivery, it went somewhere, then it went somewhere else, and then it came back or something like that, because they had to do with the day of the week they decided to, they could deliver it on a Sunday, which there's no reason it had to be delivered on a Sunday, but so it, it looks kind of silly when you track the package. But yeah, some of that has to do with that last mile delivery, and I think when Trump or something came in here, something with the Postal Service is saying that the government was getting raked over the coals, or use some other choice words. But I'm not sure what the status of that stuff is, what they call last mile stunt.
Connected to CMN Network.
Sure, I must have gotten a phone call, so I'll take it. I'm not going to get political here, but so I don't know exactly about this last mile thing that you mentioned involving the Trump administration or anything like that. I don't know that part of it, but I do not like when they do these handoffs. But I also have to, I don't want to use the phrase cut them some slack, but during the Christmas holidays when everybody's got packages and I see Amazon postal people bringing in Amazon packages, and I'm waiting on the Amazon truck, or vice versa. And I just said to the postal people, why are you bringing them? Well, we can get them here quicker, and it's kind of like an agreement we have, and, that kind of handoff during the holiday season, lightens up some loads on one side or the other, but, you're responsible for my package. I pay for whatever I pay for Amazon, and I got to wait an extra half a day because it's going to be on your truck and you can get it to me faster, or vice versa, postal back to Amazon. That is just ridiculous, especially when you're handling, Postal Service is government, Amazon is a service, and it's like, I just don't like. I order something, ship it to me the way it's supposed to come, be it whatever the carrier is, and just keep it that way and let it get here that way. Because when you start flipping things around, tracking numbers change, things get lost. I've already lost one package this year. I ordered a cable, $11. And we get this GoPro. It's not GoPro. What is it called? It's something like GoPro is a carrier company. And they deliver a ton of packages here to our senior center. And my one package never made it. And it's like, it comes postal. It doesn't come any other way, but it's just nuts. Steve, before you pick up, see if Sean's back. If not, back to you.
Yeah, well, with all that chicken stuff, it's, I think it has to do with some of the stuff why you see the mail trucks going around, especially that mail time. The thrust of it, they're making money or not. So it does create volume for them, but I'm not sure if they're making money on it because of the, contract conditions and stuff. Maybe they have something else for him, for Amazon. I don't even know. I don't know if it was voluntary. But I do know if someone has a mail truck, that between the U.S. Postal Mail Trust, between 14 Mile and 8 Mile, and between the Quinder and Jefferson, I've cleaned the mail truck. If you get your mail truck done.
Left some space there for Sean. Must have gotten an important phone call, work-related. Anyhow, yeah. But, I just think when you start handing things off in between these agencies, companies, whatever you want to call them, government services, things will get lost. And this one cable that I ordered this past spring was coming in from the Carolinas, and it tracked all the way to Ohio, and I never had any tracking after that. Called them, and they said, well, it's still there.
and like 11 days, 12 days later, it had not moved. So somehow once it got to the landing spot or tracking spot in Ohio, they didn't have it. Now, these packages are delivered, again, I can't think of the name of the company, but the word GoPro rings a bell, but it's not GoPro as in the camera, it's something else like that. We get stuff delivered to this senior center all the time from them. So I'm familiar with the company, but this is my first time working with them through Amazon. Amazon didn't send it to me. This company sent it to me. And that's what was weird is, first of all, why did Amazon not send it to me through their courier service and use this other courier service? And the whole thing just ticked me off. And finally, after 14 days, they gave me a refund. And, you know, I got a refund for it. I said, just cancel the order and blah, blah, blah. And I said, and then I asked them, what do I do if it shows up? You know, are you guys going to bill me or what? Well, if it shows up, even after we give you a refund, we're not going to ask for the refund back. Obviously, you can keep it. But, you know, we understand your frustration. And they, this GoPro, whatever the name of the company is, was very accommodating and very polite about it. But I just, if I ever see anything shipped from them again, I'm going to be very reluctant and very hesitant.
Well, yes, the, well, you know, that's the thing I'm talking about. It's so forecasting. I got a 2 years ago, maybe, you know, now, last year. And I saw the picture, it says it was delivered. And, you know, I'm looking, and it's the neighbors, because I'm the second house, and there's some new neighbors in the corner, and just what the previous neighbors there, they used to get, you know, for 3 years, they would get, you know, get Amazon orders or whatever, they were getting, you know, they'd get all kinds of carriers come, I think almost 7 days a week, I don't know, it's just a heckin' order, this and that, and other things, and it's especially during COVID and all that, and, so I can, so it's kind of a little bit of you know, I almost understood. I can imagine a driver coming up, oh, another order for there on the corner, and they put it on the side, and so, you know, knocked on the door of the people there, and it's, oh, excuse me, you know, and I, you know, no, I don't want to just take someone's balcony. It's, oh, no, you know, and just some new neighbors, you know, younger couple. So, but I can see sometimes people get into a routine, you know, because I rarely get a delivery, and you're always going to the other house. It's K-88-U-H-T.
Well, I can open up another can of worms, and that's porch pirates. You think I live in a senior center, in a senior campus, in a high-rise, and sometimes these Amazon drivers will not go through the tower and deliver packages. They have their carts, they have their wagons, they have their drag bags. You know, they're like gigantic plastic. You know, they got sides to them. I mean, they'll stand by themselves. They aren't like a loose grocery bag. But they're huge. And they slide on our carpeted floors very easily. Just depends on how much they load in them. But they are supposed to, according to Amazon and according to our management here at the senior center, they can get access to the building. They just punch a code. Front management will buzz them in, and they are allowed to go through the building and drop packages off at everybody's door. Well, sometimes the Amazon people are lazy, and they won't do that. They just dump everything off in the vestibule between the front door and the security door, and packages get stolen or taken or picked up. Or they get dumped off in the mail area where our mailboxes are on the main floor and people walk by and steal them. That's another reason why, again, I make sure everything I pick up, no matter where it comes in, I have to show ID and sign for it. So, but, yeah, it's just as much fault as the couriers as it is us as residents, you know, and people are complaining that their packages get stolen. I've seen packages sit down in a mailroom lobby area for days and they don't get picked up. And I don't touch them. I don't mess with them. I don't handle them. I don't do anything. If I see that person, I'll say, hey, you got a box downstairs. That's all I say, you know. And why didn't they bring it up? I said, you have to call Amazon. You have to talk to them. I don't know. So, anyway. I digress, because that's my frustrating part with some of this stuff. People, you know, we're all seniors here. People forget, you know, or whatever the case may be. But still, if you know you got a package coming, you either make sure you wait for it, and, you know, there's places, you know, you can wait for the Amazon truck, or you know how to follow the Amazon truck, you know. Again, we're seniors. Some people don't know how to do this. Some people don't. But, you know, if their package ends up missing, that's their own doggone fault. And unfortunately, like I said, we have people here that will steal packages. I had a person try to steal a package of oranges sent from my brother in Florida. Matter of fact, they actually broke into the box while I was still in the lobby. And I didn't even know it was coming. If I knew it was coming, it would have never been touched. So, I digress. We'll try Sean one more time, see if he's back with us. Oh, I'm about to time out. Whoa.
Make one final comment for most of the marketing side, I used to do what we call address hiking, and, you know, to standardize all these addresses and such. So, you know, I'm pretty good at some of that stuff. We had routines that would go through and all. So I'm familiar with a lot of that, but can't do a magic for different reasons, mostly for marketing stuff. But it's been a while, a few days ago when we talked, you mentioned about music, and when you mentioned, you look like the orchestra type of stuff, like the songs of orchestras. Yeah, I remember back in the 1970s, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, I think they were kind of the band that used to have a big orchestra type of thing.
Yeah, I remember ELP, but, you know, there was also, like, the Moody Blues. They were another band that was having some orchestra, you know, section, a small orchestra section in some of their music as well. You changed direction on me, and I'm caught off guard here because I'm multitasking on my tablet and stuff, too. But, that's just the kind of music I'm into now, and I'm into a lot of the old stuff. I mean, about a month ago, month and a half ago, I was really back into Pink Floyd, and matter of fact, I ordered a CD from when they played at the Palace in 1989, and it's a 4-CD set of the 2 shows they did in August, I believe it is. I think it's August of 89. When they played the Palace 2 nights in a row, and it's the CD for both nights. So it's 2 CDs for the first night, 2 CDs for the second night. And there's a slight difference in the show lineup, but it was recorded here at the Palace, and I want to get that because it was the Palace and, you know, Palace being gone. But, so anyway. All right, I'm going to try to get vertical here and get my day started, even though I don't have much to do. And within the hour... what time is it now? It is 7:17. I got stuff to do at 8:00. Construction workers should be here by 9:00. Hopefully they'll be here to finish up everything, and I can maybe have a day of getting my radio desk and situation all hooked back up. So you, sir, have a good day. Pleasure talking to you this morning, and we'll catch up with you later. Thanks for your time, and have a good one and a safe one. WRCY. No, oh, God bless it. Damn it. WARCY. We're clear.
Yeah, as long as you know who you are. Yeah, very good. Nice to back you down. Yeah, I think it's harder to remember those trivia things. I was in high school, and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, I guess they had really been tour for a bit, and they decided they're going to come on a tour. And they're going to bring a full orchestra. I think it was assembled by Rogers, so with the equipment and things. And the orchestra, the big full orchestra, you know, they were for, you know, all the bows and things. They traveled, like first class, and they stayed in better accommodations, I think. And the tour was a musical success, so they went over a budget. So they had to make a second tour. And so I didn't get a chance to go. I think it was they played Copa. I don't know where they played it. And I think he didn't get a chance to go.
and then they had to make a second tour to pay off the debt. For the cost it was of the big orchestra, they had to do a kickback backing group and with them and all that. So that was kind of, I've always thought that was interesting. Yeah, I want to tell you that. When you mentioned the orchestra stuff, I remember going back to TV. Good luck to you. Oh, really? A-A-A-U-H-T.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAVD.
Good morning, Wally. N-A-W-R-O.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Not bad. Need some breakfast for myself, and back in the shack here. How about yourself? What do you got on deck?
First of all, I have to head to St. Clair Shores to go see a customer that I have an appointment at 8:30 about. Big Ford store down there. And then, after that, I got to run to the site. I was trying to get rid of the lower of the latency last night on the 3.7, and I screwed up and I lost the connectivity on the T-Mobile thing. I gave it the wrong protocol, so I can probably do that just from the parking lot as long as I didn't take out the Wi-Fi, which I'm sure I didn't. And then I got to go to the office and do a bunch of proposals for different people. One of them was the one I went and did yesterday. And my thing where the shooting, you know, the gun was pulled yesterday, you know, with the cops for that bad guy. Guy was a murder suspect, and a flock camera caught him. Saw that on Facebook, saw the pictures, so it was the same incident.
See, I told you he was a bad guy. You confirmed it. Yeah, they don't usually do the felony stop without cause, but yeah, I was just on New Haven. It seemed to, I heard you, but I didn't get back quick enough.
No, it works fine to stand alone. That's not a problem. I'm just saying if anybody wants to network it or if somebody wants to come in on a Pi-Star or connect it to whatever, the Parrot test or any of those other fun things, it's not going to work. So I got to fix that. I really would like to get my hands to talk to his son, because I think I could get on their internet if I could talk to his son, because I got some good advice for him. I know what's wrong with his Comcast.
Well, if that were to come to pass, that would certainly solve a problem. What else was I going to say? Back over to you until my memory starts working.
Somebody else wanted it in there. If there is, go ahead. Okay, guess not. So, anyway, so what's my agenda today? Oh, I'm going to go grab some contact lenses, too. I paid for it. They called and said that they're in. But that's just a silly stop at BJ's, and hopefully I can stay focused when I go into BJ's and walk in and walk out. But me walking into BJ's is kind of like me walking into an electronics store. I get distracted easily, so. But yeah, that's my day, and a lot of traffic today. I'm really surprised. Hope I make it on time. Took Washington Street over here to about 25, trying to get on the highway. It's taking me a good 7 minutes. I'm still not on the highway. I'm just turning on it now. So, I did send a text to our buddy Scott, over there at the site, asking if he could plug it in and unplug it, but I don't think he gets there till 8:30 or so. I don't think none of those guys are held to a standard because, you know, they're kind of like, if they're needed, they show up right away. But, you know, when it comes to the maintenance stuff, it's I don't think the owner cares.
Yeah, I think they are somewhat on flex time. Two of those guys were at the restaurant there in New Haven that one time, and they recognized us back then, and it was like, yeah, you're the radio guys, right? So that's on 25 watts output right now, correct?
Yeah, but I found another article that said that that repeater is good for 80. So I actually have to find the darn manual for it, look it up. Because, you know, everything I get from AI, and AI sometimes, you know, I mean, it's good advice, but it's never 100% advice. And that's what I'm starting to learn about. It searches all over for manuals, and if it finds an, you know, an RD984 or an H, you know, 762 or whatever, it uses that as data. And so just like my router, very crammed full of programs. So there's not much stuff to put on it, and you know, every once in a while it says, well, go ahead and do this, and I come back and I go, remember, I'm on a 982 or, you know, whatever router, and it'll come back, oh, yeah, that's right, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's kind of like talking to a person. It makes mistakes. But I did find an actual article that said that repeater is good for 80 degrees before it trips out. So I have to find out what it is, and if it is at 80, then you know, I can change the alarm. Maybe I'll raise the alarm to 60. And then last night, Dave turned it on to like the Michigan Net and let it broadcast the Michigan Net for quite a while, and it didn't overheat that. But then again, it was at 25 watts. But I think what Sean says is true there, that, you know, the laws of PV. You don't need, you know, you think that you go from 25 to 50, you're actually doubling what your coverage area is, and you're not. You know, you might get, you know, this many more miles, but you're not getting double because you doubled the power.
N8WRO, that's where I was going to go with that. I don't think there'd be any appreciable difference. I mean, it remains to be seen because we still want to test, like range test it, but I bet you there's hardly any difference at all. And just a silly question on that temperature. It's in, what, Celsius or whatever it is? Is there any way to set that to Fahrenheit, or it just doesn't work that way?
No, not really, but I've got the gist of Celsius. 100 is boiling, 0 is freezing. 20-something, 25 is a warm house, 23 is an average house, you know, so I got all of that. I should just find out, I'll ask AI, what is 50 degrees, how hot it is. But, you know, that little fan on there, that thing screamed, and I cleaned it up really good before I put it in there, and it went down really, really fast. I did see your pictures, thank you, it had more vents than I remember. And it went down really, really fast as far as temperature goes. And then this morning, or last night, I should say, couldn't look at it this morning because it could start to go. But last night when I looked at it, it was like 23 degrees. So that tells me it hasn't been used. It's just been there.
So 50 Celsius is like 122 Fahrenheit. So it is kind of hot there. And like Dean was mentioning, you well know that environment where it's at in the shop being up high like that. But that's not where the heat's coming from, not environmental. It's coming from the equipment itself. So anyways, you're on it. It's going to be fun to solve.
WAVD. Well, yeah, and like I said, you know, the fun part of all of this is everybody's learning. That's the great part about it, you know. Everybody's picking up a little bit something, you know, everybody. And that's the greatest part about all of it, you know. Everybody's getting the concept, you know, the duplexers, everybody's getting the, you know, the whole ball of wax and everything else, you know. And then the other thing that would generate heat would be the power supply, but then again, that's outside the cabinet, that's on the top. So I was going to get one of those, I'm going to give Sean back his power supply. That's just too nice of a power supply for what it's doing. So I looked at Meanwhile Power Supplies last night. That'll be the next endeavor. We'll get one of those and bolt it into the cabinet there somewhere and get contact with a nice big power supply, because that power supply belongs to an HF guy. It don't belong to a friggin' PHF repeater.
Copied all of that. You are getting a little scratchy there. I see you were still on Richmond. That picture of the door I sent you, the front door, it's got all those louvers in it. Is the back plate, the back door, the same? Got to be careful with that. Is the other side door the same louver of configuration? Because, you know, we could, depending on how we do it, we could do an innie and an outie as far as fans are concerned. I don't know if that's an industry standard or not, or maybe that's overkill.
Is Warren any better? Sorry, I was looking for it. WAVD.
Yeah, why don't you go with Warren? You'll get better if you're heading that way. Perfectly readable. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I get there and the door's open, I'll snap a picture of the other side. You took the picture of the south side, right? Got the big building there? Yeah. So I'll snap a picture of the north side real quick. If I, you know, stick my head in there. I want to try not to have to go in there, but I don't think I do. Then we can go from there. You know, the other thing it said to do is eliminate to buy an outside antenna, and I might do that as well. Maybe we can run an outside antenna and bolt it under the tower or something. But then again, you put an outside antenna, the loss at, you know, 2 gigahertz or whatever that is running at might be counterproductive, so we'll see. But I'm going to try, because there's, on his site, I scanned it, and he's got Valor Internet, which is high fiber, and he also has Valor Comcast. So I'm going to have to find out which one's which, because I only need kilobits. The damn thing will run on 128 kilobits. It runs on nothing. The only thing it uses data is when I screw with it. So anyway, that sounds good. A little cool this morning, 66 degrees. The car's running good. Finally got that on. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Earth-shattering news. Our little Subaru, we ended up buying 4 tires for it yesterday. He had a tire. It was not fixable. All-wheel drive. And you can't buy just one tire. All 4 tires have to match.
Yes, fond memories of a four-wheel drive Subaru for me. It was the late 70s, still in high school. I had a four-wheel drive Subaru when they first came out. It wasn't mine. It was my dad's. I was borrowing it for high school. But that was pretty interesting. First, that's where I learned how to do a stick, and then also my first four-wheel drive. Of course, years later, I ended up with a Jeep Wrangler. But, I like that. I guess, I don't know, I guess that's a thing. Four-wheel drive, you got to buy all the tires and match it.
I'll tell you a fun fact about Pauly Sr. Most people didn't know. I was a big rig truck driver for about a month. I was with a buddy of mine. He was trying to get me into the business. He was making a ton of cash, don't get me wrong. Just a ton of cash. And he got me into it. I would run back and forth to Canada. I can't remember where, but I didn't even know what the stoplight meant. And the trucks we had were 10 speeds. They weren't 13 speeds, but they were 10. And they were underpowered. I remember that. You had to really keep the RPMs up on them. But it took me about a month to figure out, yeah, this thing for me. That's back when being a truck driver was a noble profession.
NAWRO. Well, birthday boy Dean, LAX, if he's out here, he was a truck driver, I believe. So next time you two get together, talk about the old times. Yeah, I never did Big Rick at all. Just, you know, rental trucks. But, yeah, I think the skill of being able to do manual transmission is something everyone should learn. I suppose it's not quite as important nowadays. I heard even the military went to automatics because none of the recruits knew how to drive a manual.
WABD, did you know, speaking of truck driving, like I said, I just found out, you know, this was, I'll say an arrogant comment. I figured out real quick I was too smart for that job. But licenses now for these guys, you know, like a lot of these trucks come with automatics even. One of them's got automatic gear shifting, you know, it does the clutching and everything else like that. You don't have to do anything. And the other rig has got Allison's in them. And you have to have an endorsement on your license to drive a traditional stick shift. So, you know, when you go to the school and get the license to drive that, you have to get that endorsement. You know, like I heard you talking the other day, you still got your cycle endorsement. You know, so do I. My license is still a CCY, you know, back from the ambulance days. I had to have a C, and then I had a motorcycle for a little while. I wasn't a very good motorcycle guy. I was too scared. But with these trucks now, you have to have an endorsement because, you know, like there's all sorts of letters afterwards, you know, tankers, this, that much length, this, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know all of the particulars, but I know you, for automatic and fixed, you have to have different endorsements.
I tell you, they should have a separate endorsement for when to use the Jake brake. This guy's coming to Richmond from points north late at night, and they just hit that Jake brake, and I can hear it all the way to my place.
You know, communities, you know, when you're buzzing through a town like yours, you don't need a darn Jake brake. I mean, come on, you know. I get it if you're on the highway and you're doing 70 and all of a sudden you've got to slow down or bind them up or something like that, you know. I get it, but, you know, when you're driving through town at 30 mile an hour, which is what you're supposed to be driving through at, another traffic jam, which is what you're supposed to be driving through at, you don't need a damn Jake brake. I mean, come on, that's nothing but being unkind, you know, trying to scare people or something like that. Like, whoa, look at me, I'm driving a big semi.
Yeah, I just don't think they think about it. You know, they're out in the country there, and then they hit like 33 mile road, and it starts to slow down, and they hit that. Not all of them, of course, but there's some enough. And especially late at night, you got your windows open, nice summer evening, sleeping, and all you hear is that. I'm not even going to try to repeat that noise. But, yeah, well, anyways, enough of that.
Well, everybody's got their soapbox. We know what yours is. We went to breakfast the other morning, Sunday morning, over there at Audra's, ate outside, and one of the town councilmen from New Baltimore was in there, and he was updating all of us about what they were talking about and things like that in New Baltimore, and they're actually thinking of changing the ordinance next year so you can drive your golf cart till midnight in town. You know, of course, there's going to be a little bit more lighting requirements on the golf carts, but he goes, you know, he says our town has got quite a social life, and at night, he says, and we're getting a lot of requests for later golf carts, and he says, do you think it's going to pass? So, well, it'll be interesting to see what the lighting requirements are, you know, on a golf cart. I mean, I got headlights and turn signals and a horn, and I even got a yellow LED on the top of mine. I leave it on, but I just leave it on steady yellow, you know, so they're like marker lights. I don't have them flashing so people can see me. But that'd be kind of cool. So, probably see that in your town, too. You know, sounds like it's going to be the new trend.
NHWRO, yep, that's the same as ours. We have to be in you know, before dark, which kind of limits it, you know. You go out someplace, you got to make sure you get back. You're going to melt. You got to get home before dark. The other thing, too, is I don't think we're not supposed to be traveling on any M road. You can cross an M road. You can go down, like, M19 Main Street for a little bit if you have to, but to get to the other side. But I don't think the M road thing might be an issue unless they somehow can change that as well.
Yeah, I think we got the same issue. And I just overshot my road. Hopefully I can turn around on here. Yeah, I think I can. Oh, good. Thank you. So, all right, yeah, we're the same way. You can't ride in any M roads, you know. But once the M road turns into Washington Street in town, it's no longer an M road. So you can do that. But if you get on that road, they'd be kind of messy, other cars, because that is kind of a move along road, so I try to avoid Washington Street. So. All right, 73s and 67s and 29s and all those other numbers. I'll be back here in a little bit. W8, Victor Delta.
NAWRO, clear for now. KA8UHG. KA8UHG from NAWRO. Steve, you out there still?
Yeah, I just asked him to be out here. KA8UHG.
Hey, Steve, I heard you earlier this morning. I'm hoping to catch you. If you could shoot Dave or me or whoever you'd like a good email address, apparently the one we got on file is kaput.
Okay, I'll look at that. I think I sent you something. I told you that, CMR ID, I upgraded it to the, you know, one that begins with 3.
Yes, I did make that correction. I updated. I haven't really published the new group-wide DMR list, but I did make that upgrade for you. And then also, when you get a chance, get a hold of Dave, because you and him got to work out a deal, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah, I've been going through on that. I'll send him a note here in the next day or two.
Copy that. Much appreciated. Get a chance, shoot me a good email, and I'll update your file for that. And we'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Okay, very good. Have a good morning. This is K-A-8-U-H-T. Yeah, I'm using that little antenna that one that tape measure antenna. I ain't got that going yesterday.
Good deal. Well, I can hear you on it. It's working. All right, talk later. NAWRO, clear.
K-A-8-U-H-T.
R.I.T.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY, W8 up here. Man, that must have been a heck of a long barista talk this morning. Hello.
Now, what happened, when it became my turn, I gave a big, long transmission about how I was making my final approach, and I had to get with somebody who was on the job early, and blah, 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 and Brian Keys, you were talking, and I'm like, what the hell? And then I tried to jump in there one more time. Nothing. Like, Then I looked at my radio when I slipped it into the cup holder and put it in talk around mode. So I just got frustrated and I just turned it off and went in.
Yes. The joys of those little mistakes we all make. It happens to the best of us, that's for sure. I mean, you've been at this professionally a lot longer than I have, you know, and it happens. And, you know, all you got to do is like, oh, and just laugh at yourself for it happening. But, you know, okay, well, like I say, I just, you know, I didn't mean to pry, but I just wanted to make sure everything was okay and so on and so forth. But, yeah, okie dokie. It sounds like you're on the road. I guess you're doing that paperwork run?
Yep, I'm pulling into FedEx right, well, pretty close right now. There it is. Yeah, in a second here. Drop off my paperwork. Although I am 9 minutes before they open, so you're going to have to contend with that.
You might be in a bad spot because you suddenly got rough about halfway through that transmission, but I still was able to pick you out and understand you that, you know, you're having about a 9 minute wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to the door. See if they'll let me in any earlier. All right, we'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Yep, the construction guy should be in the building about 9 o'clock, so we'll see how long it takes for them to get back up to the 8th floor. W8RCY, got the call sign right this time. We'll be listening.
KEA-TFM.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KJL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
UDHKLO on the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCHKL.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
What are you doing, Sean? W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
I heard you there. I think it was Wally. I was on the phone. What's up?
Busy day. Heading back towards the office. First, I'm going to go grab the dog, and then I'm going to head back towards the office. So, not much. Just been hanging out. So, I did look at the DB chart, as you suggested, and I think it's insignificant between 25 and 50 watts. What's really more insignificant, and I never knew this, the difference between 50 and 100 watts. I mean, unbelievable, like almost nothing.
Well, you know, the difference between 50 and 100 is similar to the difference between 25 and 50, right? You know, the power of half, you know, half 3 dBs. So, but yeah, it's, people don't, you know, understand just, you know, power is not as big a deal as you think in many cases. You know, it's, you can, a lot of times you can save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of current, you know, consumption and heat and RF leakage and all. You can really fix things for a very small hit in performance.
You didn't know what Gemini told me? It told me to buy a better antenna. Buy a better antenna and better coax. That's exactly what. And it even ripped off a few brands.
Well, you'll have to tell me what kind of question it was trying to answer that it came up with that as an answer.
I was asking a DB question, and it came back with, well, if you're looking for better coverage, invest your money in a better antenna and better coax. That's what the response was, and then it came back with a couple of name brand antennas. It knows the, you know, it knows me. Because it knows, you know, I ask it everything, okay, just to hear what it has to say. So, you know, it's like your friend that knows enough to be dangerous. Anyways, and so, because it knows where the frequency is, it knows what I have for the repeater, it knows everything else like that. So, that's why it said to buy a 7 dB gain antenna or something like that, and I suggest this one. So I thought, okay, where am I going to get the money for that?
Turned into a traffic situation. Anyhow, well, good. You have to modify your statement and say that, you know, assuming my antenna and feed line is optimum, then how do I improve or whatever? Ask the question again, you know, and then it'll work around it.
Yeah, it said exactly what you said. Like I said, I just, you know, don't challenge you, but it's exactly what you said, you know. 25 is a sweet spot, so right now I got it set real low. I got it set at 10. I was screwing around with it last night, and I locked myself out of the router, so I sent the employee there a text and said, please plug this back, unplug it, plug it back in, and he did, and he reset it. So that worked out pretty good now that I got the lead technician phone number, so if I do screw up, I can just have them reset it, so that sounds good. Other than that, baseball game tonight, gonna go watch the kids play somewhere over there, and I saw, actually, officers yesterday with their gun pulled in the middle of the highway. There must have been about 10, 15, 20 of them. I don't know, there was a bunch on this road. This dude shot somebody, and the flock camera found him, and they chased this guy down, and I mean, it looked like a military presence. I drove by, and I saw all these guns pulled. This guy laying on the road with his hands behind his back. He did not want to get shot.
No, it's not a great way to end your day, or week, or life. So, crazy. All right, I don't know how well I'm going to do here. I am getting away from the keys, but yet I'm still a little... I may have to make a detour here. I got to make a stop here, a grocery stop shortly. So I will probably bounce out for a few until I can get back in the range of Warren.
Yeah, you do sound crummy. Alright, go ahead and get it taken care of. I still can make you out. Still can tell it's you. That's all that matters. Alright, take care. Have the torch. Go grab the dog and torch the officer. You'll be good. WHC.
I'll catch you on daughter one.
Yeah, I got that with me today. It's turned off. I better turn it on. All right, wait.
It'll be ready.
W8FP.
Hey, BOA.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WARCY is back on air with this note. WARCY clear.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
We need to please. I thought I sent you a picture, but, you know, I got further with the project than I wanted to, and it's almost all done. That's how crazy I've been for the last few hours. But you will be on its way shortly. Wait, RCY.
Oh, no, you show me the picture of the table back where it belongs and the job done, but I want to see when you get everything set back up. So if you're not done, I can wait.
Our goal is to please the masses. Standby.
Yeah, I just heard Dolly Parton died.
Around 2 o'clock it was announced. It's sad, but 80? Well, that's good. But I guess she had some health issues toward the end, so she's in a better place. Rest in peace, Dolly.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hi, hello there, Tom. It's a little scratchy, but I heard you.
I texted Wyatt and let him know that you're looking for him.
Roger, Roger, yeah, I just, I don't know, I've been watching too much Smokey and the Bandit, but I did send him a message on Discord, so he should be aware, and I'm about 30 minutes out, roughly, from his house, so should give him a little bit of time to get around the phone or radio, but yeah, I'll be glad to get that to him so I can stop making myself feel bad.
Yeah, I got you. Trying to help pop those things. You know, building up the stock. I'm stuck in Pontiac, but I can't reach on the phone just yet.
Gotcha. Yeah. A tough area out there, but you're mostly making it in.
Baba.
That one might be a little worse. Just getting on the expressway and roll up these windows.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between the two.
Yeah, you're in the dead zone. The persnickety zone. But, where did your day bring you today? Anywhere good? I might start getting scratchy myself heading north. So, keep an eye on it.
Yeah, this is a terrible area right here. I mean, I'm not downtown, but I'm right here in front of the Franklin Boulevard Historic District. I'm 59 in front of the old Pontiac High School.
Gotcha. Yeah, that last one came in a lot better. What's your experience with the Romeo repeater? I'm probably not that far from that on the mobile, so I'm at 26 in Van Dyke right now.
Romeo isn't too bad, but I think it's more northwestern kind of directional. You could probably bounce off a Richmond where you're at. If you're at 26 in Van Dyke. When you get close to Wyatt, you can bounce off of Dakota's.
Gotcha. Yeah, I will I'll give that a shot if I start to get scratchy. I'm not 100% sure I have Dakota's in here, but I think I do.
I got Dakota's. I just got to look it up.
Yeah, don't bother for now anyway. I'm sure I got them on Discord, and I think I have it, but with me driving, I'm not going to be able to write it down or anything. So, and then I'm definitely not going to front panel program it while I'm driving. So I'll find a way to make it work. W-U-O, that was all static. I didn't get anything out of it. Actually, I got like, what's your, and then it was all static. On the epoxy floors for their cars, but I've never seen them race, but that would be kind of cool. This guy's got to have a lot of money.
Yeah, I was just at a place where they had a lot of vintage cars, I guess you could say, and yeah, some of the price stickers on there, you'd be going, oh my lord, and these are cars from 70s, late 60s, 70s, and of course some other newer ones, but still.
Yeah, that's another hobby I can't afford to have. In between scuba diving and I'd say radio, but really Motorola. In between Motorola and scuba diving, I can't afford to do anything else.
Oh, I feel your pain. Believe me. Great downtown.
Still no word from Wyatt, but I don't know. I'm gonna hang out for a little while, stop at the gas station. But I could also just drop it off. but I don't know how that works with their house is like. And, you know, with me working late, it's hard for me to get there while he's awake. And, so I just need to get it over with. Just get it to him. Stay behind me.
You might be taking care of the animals. If you get up there, that feels like a little shed there where they sell, you know, honey and a bunch of other stuff. I think there's a ring doorbell in there, but don't quote me on that.
Well, he's a good kid because he's not looking at his phone. You know, nowadays, the kids' phones are glued. Their faces are glued to their phone. And that's pretty cool. Wyatt has a pretty cool upbringing, having all the animals. He's learning a lot there, and he's brilliant. He's going places, that's for sure.
He's a general that just opens up some more doors for him. Why is this guy slowing down?
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I wish I had a little bit more time on the 891 because I suck at it. I literally can't really show him anything about it. He's going to have to watch a bunch of YouTube videos.
Are they strictly HF rates?
Affirmative. They are both, they're both Yaesu 891, both HF rigs, HF only. 100 watts, they're great little field radio. Wyatt has some interesting features to it that the other one doesn't, because it's in a 3D printed case and has the Jetson Nano computer in it. It basically creates a web interface, like a local web server type thing, and so he can go on his cell phone and basically connect to the radio and run digital modes through the remote screen sharing, which is a pretty cool little feature. But I found that to be fairly unreliable, and I just don't have the heart to tear the thing apart and give up on that, but it's just a software issue, and I think Wyatt's probably got the time and the determination to get it figured out if he wants, or he can pull it out of the 3D printed housing and make it a radio go kit bag type thing, and I think he'll like it.
Yeah, did you get your general already, or are you still working on it?
I've had my general for at least a year, maybe two. I don't have the time to get out and play. My main hiccup is the antenna, and that's like, it's just, I have about let's say it's 120 foot long dipole antenna, and it's a nightmare to hang. You know, my yard is maybe 100 feet long, so I can't stretch the antenna out in my own property. So I have to go somewhere, and then I had to find trees that, you know, it can connect to on either side, and I also need a point in the middle to get the middle up, and just like way too much setup. I think an AnFed half wave is what I should have gotten, something along those lines. But this antenna I have is really nice. It covers the whole HF spectrum, and it guarantees the whole HF spectrum to be around like a 2 SWR. So you really kind of don't need a tuner for the whole HF band. So it's perfect for the 891. But it's just so darn long and takes, you know, a long time to set up, and it gets heavy, you know, that feed line running up to the dipole, you know, I need like strain relief, I need to learn stuff, and you know, I don't know, just more setup than it's worth, where like for someone new, just get a vertical and use that.
And that's why I'm content with just being a tech class right now. Eventually, I'll get my general. Maybe it'll open up more bands, but right now I'm just happy with the UHF and digital and all that other neat stuff.
Yeah, I actually, I have a Highlander 8, I think it's called, from Bushcom. And it is a vertical, and it has different caps on it for all the bands. And that's what I had on my van. And that thing worked out well. It was actually made it a lot better. But that van had so much RF noise that it was kind of hard to get it to work. And I don't know. I love HF, though, that you can do with the digital modes and, you know, I really like Vera AC and having like a keyboard chat with a guy in an RV, you know, in Georgia, you know, in Alabama, and, you know, all over the world. It's amazing what you can do. I'm more of a keyboard chat. When I got on HF voice, I didn't really like it. It's just like a bunch of guys trying to get as many contacts as they want. You can't really find a good spot in the frequency to get in. And it's just kind of like stressful and chaotic and very, I don't know. I probably just had a bad first run of it, but I didn't find HF voice to be too entertaining, just because, you know, you just are basically shaking their hand and then running away to the next guy, and it just doesn't really tickle my fancy.
Currently connected.
Okay, I just went over it. I get it. It's like, hey, how you doing? Later, bye. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. See you later, bye. You know, for the digital aspect of the FDA, I mean, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, you got in pretty scratchy there. I don't think I got any of that. I heard a couple, you know, words here and there, but not enough to figure out what you were saying. Am I still getting in okay?
Okay, I'm back over to the Warren Tower, and, yeah, you're coming in fine, Romeo.
All right. Yeah, you're coming in better on Warren.
Yeah, for HF, I'm, you know, I'm not one the same way where making contact with somebody and say, see you later, bye. You know, I like to have a little bit of a conversation. Like those two that I did from Ireland, where they were coming through Echolink and they were coming on the Central Michigan FBI network. And I chatted with them for a while, and they were new hams. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's, I don't think that's how HF really is. Time, I think I just, the few times I was able to put up an antenna and get out there, there was like a lot of contesting going on the frequencies that I happened to find myself. And, you know, I guess that's probably due to, you know, the band being open and the time of day and actually hearing somebody. But yeah, I don't know. I think there is a fair amount of rag chewing that happens on HF. You gotta know where to look. There's a lot more going on. There's a lot more, and there's a lot more bands, you know, to find people. So just a different beast. But the digital HF stuff is really cool. Love to. Darren talked about doing a digital HF net of some sort on like FTH or Vara. And I think that would be fun.
Maybe I'll look into it. I still have so many other projects going on. You know, I'm going to get the change, you know. I got some strobes for my car, so I'm going to get them changed out. You know, so I can activate those. But that's doing a little bit of drilling and taping and soldering. And so that's a little project right there. Okay, see you, KJ Friday. I know my scratchiness didn't get it through.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, KEAWUO. But, yeah, I don't know. It, you know, upgrading your license is something that's far easier to do in the winter. And that's when I normally have the time to do it. You know, the diving slows way down and everything else just opens up, you know, there's less events happening and family stuff settles down. And I don't take the dog for as many walks because it's miserable outside. And but yeah, the winter is what time I always suggest people either obtain or upgrade their license.
Totally agree. Be right back. Gotta make a phone call. Kids, you.
All right, I'm going to run into this gas station, K-E-A-W-U-L-T-R-B. Sam, did you... K-E-A-W-U-O. K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O-K-C-C-T-O. I hear you, John. He's on the phone.
Well, that's suspiciously quiet.
That's because I'm on the phone. K-C-C-T-O. K-C-C-T-O.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O-K-C-A-K-J-O. John, you still out there?
K-E-A-W-U-O.
This is KD9QLK, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KD9QLK, monitoring.
K-A-W-U-O. K-E-A-W-U-O. K-E-A-W-U-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Are you getting close to home yet, John?
I'm still out by Romeo. I just dropped that off with Wyatt. Wyatt went dark on me. I hadn't heard from him, and I told him I'd be there around 7, and I ended up just dropping it off at his house. Met his dad. Dad's super cool. But I didn't get to see him, so, so I guess he was at football practice, but he's got his new toy, so he's happy.
Well, I bet, and a general license to go with it, so perfect timing. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, he should be happy. It's very nice of you to do that, John.
Yeah, I think overall the ham radio community has been very kind, and I guess I'll do what I can to pay it forward. So everyone else was generally pretty nice to me, and I appreciate it too.
I wonder, in your case, if someone gave you a free Motorola. Eh, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I am accepting Motorolas. So. But, I end up buying my own anyway, but I think I know what you mean, but it all worked out. So I think everybody's happy. I was just getting a little worried because, like, I left work to get it to him, and my phone was down 3%, and I left my laptop bag at work because I planned to just stop by real quick. And I haven't heard from him in, like, an hour and a half now. And so I was, like, trying to kill a little bit of time out here, but my battery and my phone's dying, And so I kind of got desperate and was like, well, I'm just going to drop it off there and leave. Because I don't want to be waiting around, and I didn't bring a charger with me. So I was, it was looking like do it now or not do it at all today. So I just made an executive decision. So I think it was the right one.
Yeah, I'd say so. Once you get that far up, you might as well just get it done. Sitting at the desk here, I am looking at the dashboard, and I see you're coming in on Romeo. It's nice to see you working out Romeo there. Seems to be pretty good. If I recall, there's a point that you might have to switch over to. Did that work out, like Tom said? Did Richmond work out at some point? Right now you're fine, though, in Romeo. You're solid enough.
Yeah, I tried Richmond, and I was getting in, allegedly. I was right in front of Romeo Rim, you know, within a mile of there. And I'm like, well, if that's Romeo Rim, I got to be close enough to Romeo to use the Romeo repeater. Otherwise, what's the point of it? So I switched over to that, and so far, so good. I seem to be getting pretty good range. But maybe between Romeo and my work, maybe that would be a better spot for Richmond. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted as you travel south there. If I remember correctly, when Dakota was doing that commute, there's a little dip, and I guess it'd be the 53 Expressway, if that's what you're on. And but you know, you can, I should be able to hear you. What else going on? Yeah, tomorrow's the D2 net. Mike will be net control. I'll connect the Mecca, and I guess isolate Richmond and connect that, and then the whole bunch gets connected to, well, technically the GM gets connected to the Mecca, if that sounds right.
Yeah, I think it does. So that'll work out. That'll be nice. It'll be interesting to have Mike on there. Hopefully, much of Macomb County's ARPSC, you know, hopefully a lot of the members can check in just to show the support. But we've been doing pretty well with Macomb County check-ins on the D2 nets. So that works out. But I am just about to get on the Van Dyke Expressway, kind of leaving Romeo now, right where, like, you know, the 55-mile-an-hour road turns into the actual expressway.
I know right where you're at. Hang on, let me see there. Okay. Took a second for that to drop in on my dashboard. I know right where you're at, signal's still good. Old Van Dyke versus new Van Dyke, we used to call it. So southbound, I'll let you know when you get scratchy. Still good signal.
All right. My GPS says 15 minutes till I'm at work. So I won't tie you up too long, but yeah, so far so good. Fox Hunt's coming up real soon. Kind of excited about that. And then I got a wedding this weekend, which I'm not excited about. I hate weddings. But I get all cleaned up. I should probably get a haircut and all that. Gotta spend all kinds of time and money on things I don't want to do. I guess it's good. Good for my buddy.
Yeah, it's good to support your friends, I suppose, in milestone moments of life, if that's what you want to call them, like that. And then, you know, the thing is, for me, it's once I get there, it's, ah, this is pretty fun. Like, good food. The last wedding I was at, oh, my gosh. They solved the chicken, fish, or meat problem by serving all three on the plate. It was like little pieces. They had a medallion, a steak. It was delicious. But they had, like, basically all three on the plate. And then they had a separate plate for the grass eaters.
Nice. K-E-A-W-U-O. That's kind of how I felt. They asked what kind of salad I would want. And I said, well, that's my food's food. I don't want to eat my food's food.
Yeah, and even the vegetarian plate actually looked good. It was, I don't go for it all the time, but it was a stuffed pepper thing, and it looked good. But no, I was happy with what I had. But yeah, I'm like you, don't necessarily like to go to weddings. You know, I kind of try to weasel out of them if I can, but the family ones, you got to go. And once you get there, it's pretty nice. The family has one particular song that we always have them play. Back in the day, it used to be bands. Now it's, of course, just DJs. But it was American Pie by Don McLean. And in any family wedding, that song has to play. And to some degree, the success of the wedding is judged by how good that song was. So, and kind of fun. Although, oddly enough, I didn't stay long enough to hear it at this last wedding. So I got too tired.
Gotcha. Yeah. We'll see. It's been a few years since I've been to a wedding, so I suppose I'm overdue, and it's good. But I really shouldn't or can't complain, because it's not like I'm always at them. But yeah, like you said, you know, once you're there, it's fun. Once you're there, it goes well. But we'll see how tired I get. Yeah, I don't know. Just like dropping that thing off for Wyatt. I'll be glad when it's over.
N-A-W-R-O with K-E-A-W-U-O. Signal's still strong, John. And what else we got going on? Yeah, I'll post something about the Radio Mail 2.0 beta testing for those that have, I assume that's iPhone. Yeah, that's iPhone, because the other one is WAOD, I think, WOAD, Winlink over Android. I think that's right.
Yeah, sounds right to me. I gotta get with Anthony. He's got an Android phone for me. I gotta test that little server thing I was showing off earlier to ensure that it works with Android. But should be fun. I should test that Radio Mail, even though it drives me nuts. You know, I don't know what I spent on that app, but it had to be every bit of $20, $30 for it to work for like a year and me to use it like six times, and now there's another one. I hate when they do that, but I think you said that they might keep it open for the people that have existing subscriptions or something, so that might be worth looking at.
That's correct. They're going to grandfather the other one, but then again, on the same token, they're not going to support it anymore. So at one point, it will sunset. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to go over to the 2.0 one. But his little white paper he did on it, it makes sense. So I'll let you read that, and then, yeah, I guess if we maybe the beta testers won't have to pay. That'd be nice. Hi, John, you're getting a little scratchy there, so don't know if you want to play around. I'll listen. If you want to switch, I can test. Over to you.
Hi, this is me on Richmond, although I bet I can get in a little cleaner on Warren.
Readable on Richmond, but significant popcorn, very similar to the Romeo. So why don't you go ahead and try Warren.
K-E-A-W-U-O to N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think Richmond was better. But, of course, you're heading south, so either way, they're all readable. A little bit of popcorn there in that Warren because you're up north, but you'll be getting close.
Alrighty, yeah, just passing 25 in Van Dyke, still on the Warren. Have to imagine I'd start getting in a little better rather quick, but if I still sound rough, I'll try Richmond.
Yeah, you're readable. It's readable, like, you know, for the net, we'd be happy with it because we could understand. And you're stopping at the shop, you're not, are you heading home or are you stopping at work?
I'm probably going to burn the midnight oil at work here. I had a tip out. I wanted to get that radio to Wyatt yesterday, and the only time I could really do it would be late at night. And that's the case again today. So I got out of work early so I could get it to him, and really couldn't afford to get out of work early. So I'm going back to catch up on work.
Understood. Flex time. You're doing some flex time. Did Rocky go for a ride with you, or is he back at the shop?
Rocky is always with me. He is the goodest boy. He got skunked yesterday. Oh, I think he saw. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good boy. Oh, and did Jeff give you a...
I understand. Rocky is a good boy. Yeah, no, I got that radio. It's a realistic model. I actually kind of checked it out a little bit. I'll get it to you. I think we're having leadership on Labor Day, or maybe what comes first? Well, the fox hunt comes first, so I could get it to you then.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I think that'll go on the desk at work, and then I'll have eyes and ears on, you know, the situation at work, and I'll know when something's coming, if I'm not paying attention, and then same one for at home. So that'll work out real well.
Yeah, don't see any reason why it won't. It's an older... What was Radio Shack's brand? Oh, Realistic model. But it works fine. I think there's three of the frequencies. So back then, we must have not had 10. But the one is on. It does work. So should work out fine. You dropped out there for a little bit on the previous transmission, but you're in there better now.
All right, I am 23 in Chainer, so I'm basically at work. But I'll switch over to Richmond real quick just for the heck of it, because this area is always a little rough. And just give me a quick little what for, and then I'll let you go.
Okay, copy your left.
KDHWUO to NAWRO.
Now, that Warren is definitely better. At least this time, this day, this date, Warren would be the better choice at your location.
Alrighty, Warren it is. I will let you go. Thank you for the ride. KEHWUO.
Thanks for the QSO as well, 73. NAWRO, I will be clear.
I just found a hatchet in the middle of the road. I'm keeping it.
Payback for that nail that was in your tire.
That dang nail was an expensive $700. Oh.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought it up. It's too soon.
$700? Your handprints are all over that murder weapon now.
Yeah, John, that is the one the Popo were looking for, so. All right, I'll cut out. NAWRO.
Yeah, all righty. And, yeah, 700 is a bit of a misconception, or, I don't know, it's not completely accurate. I had to replace the tire because the nail went to the sidewall, and I got two tires, but I really only had to get one because of the nail. So $350, but it still was a bunch of money I didn't expect to spend. And yeah, hopefully this isn't a murder weapon. It looks rusty and looks like it fell off of a work truck. I don't see any signs of blood, so I think we're okay.
Copy that. W8RC1.
Well, there you go. Add an axe to the collection. But, that's pricey for a pair of tires. But I guess not. That's a big vehicle. So you got to buy them big tires.
Yeah, it is expensive. I didn't get the cheapest, but I didn't get the most expensive. But, yeah, I also didn't push him really hard for a bargain, but, all right, well, I'm going to get back inside here. Hi, I think it's Donald, and hi, Sean, KEHWUO.
All right, catch you later. W8FU.
And you are correct, it's Donald, W8RCY. Have a good night.
I was perusing that link you told me about, that site you told me about, and there's quite a bit there for posterity. Interesting. But day late and a dollar short would have been cool to keep an eye on that when I cared, but I no longer care.
I don't even remember how it fell into my lap, so to speak. I mean, I don't really have that many suggestions. I mean, my entire suggestions page is full of, you know, racing stuff, and more so that than anything radio related. I mean, I got ham radio prep on there, and you know, I don't have not a Rubicon anymore, but, you know, I got a few other odds and ends on there. A lot of music stuff, of course, because of my love for music. But I don't even know how it stumbled. And I just looked at it, and I said, what the heck is this? And I clicked on it and realized what it was. And, again, I apologize because I did send it to the other party. And why did I forget you? I don't know. So I apologize for that. I mean, I guess I'm just getting old and the brain's starting to lose its, you know, getting that short-term memory loss thing going.
Oh, no, I don't care.
no big deal. I don't know why you would have. No, just when you mentioned it, I said, I don't know what that is, you know, and so then you explained it. I said, oh, okay. Kind of put two and two together, and by the time you had sent along the info, I had found it. But anyhow, it is what it is. But what was I going to say? Oh, you speaking of music, I know you, I think you're a fan of strong female vocals. I think there's that one, I can't remember the one gal that you follow that is with Mannheim Steamroller.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Her name is Chloe Lowry, and she's about to turn 40, and I've been following her probably since she was about 20.
There you go. Yeah, I kind of remember it but I've got one I want you to look up. I don't know if you're familiar with Postmodern Jukebox, but they do modern music, and then they do it in different old styles, so it's kind of interesting to see hear these modern pop songs done in these interesting old ways, and they're very, very talented. But in particular, I want you to look up, I'll send you a link.
Okay. I am familiar with PMJ. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she's got short, dark hair, very popular, you know, tall, slender, short, dark hair vocalist, if that's who it is. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. I also follow the Classic Rock Show on YouTube, and they do a lot of covers, and some of the performers in there and musicians get swapped out, but there's just a core of four guys. They bring in all these other singers and everything else. So classic modern rock show and postmodern jukebox. Can't think of her name. Sarah, maybe? First name? Not sure. God, I'm having a brain fart. Too much other stuff going on. But yeah, send me the link.
Well, Haley Reinhardt is a favorite of mine. She is with postmodern jukebox quite a bit, and she's got some really good stuff on her own. Very, very good vocalist. But the one I wanted you to look up is Morgan James. Morgan James just recently did a cover of Ozzy Osbourne's No More Tears with a band called Brass Against. They do mostly brass and woodwind covers of rock tunes and pop tunes and stuff like that. They're all quite talented, and I've always liked Morgan James from her postmodern jukebox days, and the combination was just phenomenal. You know, the Ozzy tune with Brass Against covering it with their instrumental take, although it isn't any less rocking, I'll tell you. And then you add to that Morgan James vocals, and Jesus Christ.
Ah, yes, Morgan James. Oh, 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 I really don't care. Yep, I know that video.
All right, so you're familiar with her. So I just knew you liked strong female vocals, you know, funded by larger bands and stuff like that. And you know, both of you're familiar with Postmodern Jukebox, and check out Brass Against. They're a lot of fun. But like I said, Haley Reinhardt and Morgan James are two very powerful female vocalists that I don't think Haley Reinhardt's played with Brass Against. They're kind of like current. So is Postmodern Jukebox. They both have done quite a bit of work with PMJ. So, all right, anyhow. But, I was thinking of that the other day. I was watching it, and I thought, I'll bet you'd like this. And then when you mentioned you have a lot of music on your computer and all that, it jogged my memory. Okay, I got to go take some evening pills. I'll be back. W8FU.
Most definitely, yes. Scott something or another is the guy that runs Postmodern Jukebox. Yeah, I'm familiar, and yeah, I've cleaned some stuff out of my YouTube channels, and I may have accidentally erased PMJ. I'm such a sinner, I know, but I'm going to find that through net, though, that's also in there as well that I like. All right, enjoy your pills. We'll catch up with you later. We'll be on for a little while longer. W8RCY, appreciate the information.
W8RCY, W8RIT.
Hello, Dave. What's up?
Hi. Good evening, Donald. How are you? Heard the tail end of the conversation with Sean about the music, and I was going to say that I want to ask you a couple of things here. Reference that you have some music on your computer you have for your storage.
Dave, I'm sorry I only caught about 10% of that, but what I caught, I guess you're asking me about my music collection. I have YouTube channels that I collect music from a ton of soloists to, you know, big bands to heavy metal bands, like, or not heavy metal, but classic rock bands like Pink Floyd, so on and so forth. And I get into these eras of music, and Sean reminded me of a couple that I like to listen to. That I've kind of taken out of my rotation and wanted to put back in. One was Postmodern Jukebox, and then there's another cover band called Classic Rock Show that runs out of Europe. And it's four core guys, but they bring in other musicians and singers, and they do some really good work on that. But most of the stuff in my music library is just YouTube videos from artists that I keep, and I just I don't want to use the word catalog, but just keep the ones I like and so on and so forth. But I like strong female vocalists, and Morgan James is one, and there's several others from other bands, and some that are unknown. They're just like stage or Broadway performers, so on and so forth.
Okay, very interesting. Because, I like kind of a wide range of musical genres myself, too. And I did hear of with the Postmodern Jukebox before. And I'm not really a big fan of the original song, but it was Blue Monday, I think, was the cover. And talking about how they go into different genres. So I kind of like, I think for that song, they had more of like a 20s. Flair to it, I think. And I kind of like how they did their own taste with it, while keeping the original song so you could tell what it was. But I was just kind of curious about the collection, because, yeah, I've had some other computer classes. But I've been trying to put together a collection. I know an audio file is going to grimace when he hears the next part. But this one in an audio collection of basically a lot of them, you know, various music, so I can have my own story by that. So, it's not really physical, but it's, you know, an audio file, you know, MP3, yeah, you know, lossy, so, but, you know, around the house, you know, and such, so. I've been trying to collect more and more, and, you know, I've been putting together quite a list of artists. I still got a lot to get through myself, and I was also just going to be kind of curious if you had done so, what you had used to listen to it, because I've recently switched over and am now using a software program called Music Feed, seeing you. Back to you there, Donald. Hopefully my signal has improved.
Yeah, your signal improved on the tail end, but I lost most of that. My music library is just simple off of YouTube channel, and like I said, I follow a certain artist or a certain group, and then I rotate it out because I've got so much other stuff on my YouTube channel in subscription. What is it? What do they call it? Favorites or subscriptions? I can't remember. and I overloaded, and so I have to take some stuff out. So I take out some radio stuff, I take out some auto racing stuff, which is my number one passion, and then I take out some of my music. And Sean just reminded me of my PMJ thing, and some of the people that he mentioned I was familiar with, and yeah, there's one I got to get back to him on that I follow on there. But yeah, two things I like about music is, like I said, strong, powerful female vocalists. I mean, their vocals are so strong they don't need a microphone, and I've heard some awesome people over the years. And the second one is I like this thing that I call orchestral rock. It's a combination of orchestra music mixed with modern rock bands of today. Long story short, there was this tour that came out about 9 years ago called Rocktopia, and it was a mashup of Tchaikovsky, Bach, Rachmaninoff, all the classic composers from 100 years ago mixed with the music of today by Journey, The Who, you name it, Elton John, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, and it's a mashup that's pretty good that I enjoy as well, and I know some of the players in that because I follow some players in Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I've become good friends with quite a few of those touring bands. So, yeah. Anyway, long story short, yeah, your signal, it's getting hard for me, and I got to do something. I got to send something out to Sean. So, pleasure talking to you. Maybe when your signal's a little bit better, we can spend more time, and I got to get to bed early because I have a early morning.
W-A-R-C-1.
Have a good night. W-A-R-C-1.
W-A-R-C-Y-W-A-R-C.
Station calling WRCY. I am on the phone. I'll have to get back to you later. WRCY clear. W8RCY clear.
Okay. W8RT.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K-A-P-P.
You're connected to CMN Network.